Hello and welcome. You are listening to Church of Brainwashing, Part 0. And this is the first introduction into the Church of Brainwashing series. Now, in its core, the Church of Brainwashing is about enjoying nice brainwashing, letting go of all of your thoughts and with it all of your cares, worries, stresses and anxieties, and just experiencing the peace and the happiness and calmness of a completely empty mind, feeling safe and carefree and good. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel, the material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but a very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down.
20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, comforted, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a little fantasy. Time to visit the Church of Brainwashing. That's right. And in a moment, I'm going to immerse you in this little fantasy, and you will find that it's incredibly easy to just let go and immerse yourself and experience the fantasy, just like you experience a dream, where the dream becomes completely real as long as you're dreaming it. And it will be the same with this fantasy. You will completely immerse yourself and really experience it. Now, of course, I want you to be completely safe, and to make sure that you're always safe, you will find that if at any point during this fantasy it becomes too much for you, or negative in any way, or too intense, or you want to get out for whatever reason, you will find that you will instantly and automatically wake back up, and you will know that you just listened to a hypnotic fantasy, that you are safe in the real world and in your own space, and it was just a little hypnotic fantasy. That's right. If it becomes too much or negative for you, you will find yourself instantly waking up, so you are always safe. And because you know you will always be safe, it will be even easier to let go and completely immerse yourself. And right now it's time to let go. Let the fantasy become real. Experience everything the protagonist experiences. Feel everything they feel. Hear everything they hear. Taste everything they taste. Smell everything they smell. Feel everything they feel. And most importantly, experience all the emotions and sensations. That's right. And you can just let go and follow my voice, and you will find that the more the story progresses, the deeper you will immerse yourself in it, the more you will experience it and live it. That's right. And in this little fantasy, you are visiting the Church of Brainwashing. That's right. The Church of Brainwashing. Now just imagine yourself standing in front of it, and you heard about this strange new church, and for some reason it fascinated you. Since you heard of it, it didn't really let go. It sparked your curiosity, and you know how it is with curiosity. It just grew and grew, and you really wanted to find out what's it all about. And now you are here, standing in front of the church and looking at the door. And it's a massive wooden door, like you would expect. And yet, it's already the first difference, because instead of being dark wood, like you would expect from a church, this door is brightly painted in an intricate pattern in all colors of the rainbow. And you look at the mesmerizing pattern on the door. Little geometric shapes, simple shapes, but they keep morphing and shifting all the time. At first glance, it just seems chaotic. But as you look at it, you realize there is some pattern to it. You can feel it. You know it's there. And yet, your brain is unable to grasp it, to really hold on to it. And as you look at the door, as you stare at it, you feel that you can almost see it, that you can almost understand the pattern, as if it just slips out of your grasp, as if you're almost there, you just have to look a little bit harder. And as you stare at the door, lost in the wonderful, colorful pattern, the door suddenly opens, and I'm coming out, wearing a black and dark red robe.
and you see a woman and a man following me, and they're wearing similar robes, just with a different color pattern. And I smile at you, a warm, bright smile. Welcome, fellow traveler, to the Church of Brainwashing. Would you like to come in with us? And your mind is still a bit dazed. You're still kinda lost in the wonderful, colorful pattern. You smile back at me and nod absent-mindedly, following us into the entrance room. And you look around. The room is surprisingly ordinary. You see a stand with a few flyers and a table with a few things. And yet, you expected something more hypnotic, like the amazing and mesmerizing patterns and colors on the door. And I smile at you and explain to you that this is our worldly room, because after all, sometimes we have to do things. Sadly, we can't always be in a happy and mindlessly brainwashed state. And you can see the man and the woman smiling dreamily as I talk about this wonderful, mindless, brainwashed state. That's right. And then I ask you if this is the first time at the Church of Brainwashing. And you nod in your still dazed state. Wonderful. Then I'm very glad that you found your way to us today. Found your way here to the Church of Brainwashing. Let me introduce myself. I am Vive, and I have the honor to be the brainwasher of this church. Of course, I'm just a humble servant to the mighty mind control. Let me welcome you at the Church of Mind Control. Now let me explain a little bit what our purpose is. You see, most people, when they hear the term brainwashing, think of something negative. And to a degree, it has become true. Today, most brainwashing we are experiencing is very negative. Because who's brainwashing us and why? The who is anyone who wants either power or money. Which also makes obvious why they do it. Because they are greedy. And this is, of course, evil brainwashing. They want to get your power. They want to get your money. They want you to run for the next thing that you don't need, that's supposedly to make you happy. Run like a hamster in a wheel. And all those things cause your life to become more and more stressful. I see that you are nodding, so you obviously know what I'm talking about. That's the kind of brainwashing we reject. Because here at the Church of Brainwashing, we believe in the pure and good brainwashing. We want the good brainwashing. We want the mighty mind control to fill our minds and wash away all our thoughts and all our stresses, all our cares, all our anxiety and all our worries, and then fill our empty minds with peace and love and harmony. That's right. This church, this temple, is a place of absolute peace. A place that is always open to you when you want to let go of your thoughts and experience the deep peace and calmness that comes from the emptiness of your mind. That's right. You can share this experience with all of your fellow travelers from the Church of Brainwashing. And we do believe in sharing it, because it's wonderful to experience the brainwashing, to experience the mighty mind control in our brains, and share this experience, share this calmness, this joy, this happiness, this deep peace with your fellow travelers at the church. Now, right now, we have what we are calling an open brainwashing. You can come to the Church of Brainwashing at any time and just come in, sit down and empty your mind and let the peace and the happiness and the joy and the love fill your mind. And you can do it whenever you need, whenever you want to take a little break from your hectic life, whenever you want to recharge your batteries, or when you just need a little time out. You can come here and let the peace and calmness and happiness and joy fill your empty mind. And of course, when you leave again, you will carry these emotions in your heart, and you will carry them out in the world and make the world a little bit better, a little bit more peaceful, a little bit calmer, a little bit friendlier. By the way, that's the vision of the Church of Brainwashing in a nutshell. We want to make the world a more peaceful and calmer place. We want to show you how easy it is to empty your mind, to find a little bit of peace, and to feel real, positive, and good brainwashing, allowing the mighty mind control to wash through your brain, to make you feel so happy, so good, and to spread the joy with the world. And as you experience how wonderful good brainwashing can be, you will also find that you will slowly become immune against the negative brainwashing, the evil brainwashing that causes stress in your life, that makes you run after things like a hamster in a wheel, that make you give power to disgusting people. That's right. Oh, and we also have sermons. If you enjoy the Church of Brainwashing, you should definitely visit one. It's so much better to share the experience with all your fellow travelers in the Church of Brainwashing and share this incredible and unconditional peace and calm and acceptance that only the completely empty mind can bring, and share the joy of surrendering to the mighty mind control with all of your fellow travelers. Mindless. A second after I said it, you can hear the man and the woman mumble the word mindless as one. You're a bit confused, but I explain. Here at the Church of Brainwashing, mindless is something we say quite often. It has a lot of layers. First of all, it verbalizes your desire to surrender to the mighty mind control and have it wash your mind and wash away all of your thoughts so you can experience this wonderful mindless state. And yet it's more. It's also wishing your fellow travelers to achieve this wonderful mindless state, because that's part of the Church of Brainwashing. We want to share this wonderful experience. We want to share the peace. We want to share the happiness and joy. We want to share the love. Now, I'm sure I held enough of a monologue for today. If you would like, I would have one of my mind clearers take you into the church and show you around a little bit so you can get a first experience of how it can feel and how our church works. Is that something you would enjoy? Wonderful. Oh, by the way, the mind clearers are volunteers that help the church in all kind of ways. They help me in the day-to-day business. They help me to prepare the sermons. The most important job is they help anyone who's unable to clear their mind. Sometimes you have a really bad day, or something that really stresses you, something that's really hard to let go. And when they see that, they will sit down next to you and begin chanting mantras, or maybe whisper into your ear and whisper you down into trance and help you to let go of all your worries and all of your cares and all of your stress and all of your anxiety, so you can let the mighty mind control deeper into your mind and brainwash you, washing away all those things, so you can experience a deep peace and calm and comfort and love of the Church of Brainwashing. Mindless. Now, fellow traveler, If you want to go into the church, please pick one of the mind clearers and they will show you around. They will take you into the church. You can sit down. You can soak up the atmosphere. You are free to stay for as long as you want. And they will stay with you and answer any question you might have. So please enjoy your stay at the Church of Brainwashing and allow the mighty mind control to enter your mind. Mindless. And so you choose one of the mind clearers and allow them to guide you into the church. You walk to the door into the church, and it's a relatively simple door. And yet, as you open it and follow them into the church, you are very surprised. The first thing that draws your eyes is that instead of benches, you have long, soft, really comfortable looking couches. You look at them in amazement, and then you look around, and it seems like every part of this church is built to completely capture and hold your attention. And there seems to be something for everyone. There's a huge spiral, black and white, and its diameter is at least twice your size. It's lazily rotating. Next to it, there's a massive monitor, more like the wall is a monitor, a long stretch of the wall. Some is showing geometric patterns changing and morphing. Another one is showing a colorful spiral tunnel rotating in front of you. As you look to the other side, and you see something that can only be described as a massive mobile hung full of crystals and lighted in a way so that all the crystals shimmer and glitter as they move. A stretch of the wall is covered in the same pattern you saw on the door, the same hypnotic and mesmerizing pattern, and it's just going on. Anything you can possibly fixate on, it's here. You look up to the ceiling to see different light games playing on the ceiling, colorful dots dancing around each other, and a bit further away, lasers in different colors draw beautiful spiral patterns on the ceiling, almost like a spiral graph, always changing, always morphing. And then you catch a whiff of the incense. You take a deep breath and you feel a warmth, a relaxation, a deep peace spreading in your body. You feel wonderful. You feel relaxed and calm, and you just follow the mind clearer as they walk into the church, and you pass quite a few people who are sitting in the comfortable couches, and some are chanting things, some are just mindlessly staring on the spirals, on the beautiful patterns, on the mobile, on all those things designed to catch your attention. And all of them, without exception, have this dreamy, happy smile. They all feel really good. And then you pass a whole group of people sitting on one couch, all holding hand, all in a row, joined together in their chanting, sharing the experience. And your mind clearer steers you into the row behind them. And you sit down in the couch. And as you sit down, you just sink into the couch. You never sat on anything even remotely as comfortable. You just seem to melt into the couch, to sink into it. It's so wonderful, so comfortable. Your body so heavy. Your mind so empty. And feels so peaceful here. All those people around you seem to be in such a wonderful state, and you can feel yourself slipping too. You can feel your thoughts melting away, and you wonder if the mighty mind control is already invading your mind. And you just sit there, soaking in the atmosphere, feeling so good, so safe, so warm, so relaxed. You just let the chant flow over your mind, and you feel happy, you feel peaceful, you feel cared for, you feel that you belong, like you found a place you long since lost, or maybe you found a state of mind you long since lost. This state of complete carelessness, you feel cared for, you feel that you can let go, that you can be a part of the people around you, and you can be a part of the wonderful peace and happiness and joy they feel, and you feel it too. You feel it in your mind, you feel the joy, the happiness growing, and it's really something you haven't experienced for a long time. Since you were a child, you never felt this safe, this cared for, this carefree. And then you understand why you're feeling this good. It's because you begin to let go of all your cares and worries and stresses and anxieties. And you remember my words from earlier. And you understand what I meant when I said that real peace, real calmness, real happiness only comes to the empty mind. And it feels wonderful. And as you sink down deeper and deeper into the couch, deeper and deeper into your mindlessness, as the chanting of the travelers around you drops you deeper, as you sink into the couch, as you melt, as your mind melts away, you realize how amazing it feels, and you want to experience it. You want to experience complete mindlessness, complete happiness. You want to experience a completely carefree and happy brainwashed state. And you also want to share the joy, to carry it out into the world, to spread the joy. That's right. And so you just sit there, staring, drifting, floating, feeling heavier and heavier with every second, feeling so happy, so calm, so peaceful, so good, so amazing, just being a part of the people around you, just hearing them chanting, just dropping deeper and deeper. You feel so amazing, so good, so wonderful. You just sit there and float and drift and feel good. You don't even know how long you sit there, how long you stare, lost in the chants, completely lost in this deep sense of peace and joy and happiness, in this deep experience of sharing it with all the people around you, before your mind clearer gently taps your shoulder to get your attention and asks you to follow them. And you follow them mindlessly, just following them, walking after them, following them out, back into the entrance room again. And only once you're in the entrance room, once you breathe fresh air, once the chanting stops, you come back and you feel really good. Even as you wake up, you feel really happy, you feel really euphoric, you feel really amazing. Having had this break, unlike anything you ever experienced, a complete break from your stresses and cares, a state of complete peace, of a completely empty mind, you feel incredibly wonderful, and I'm there too, and your mind clearer, and we take good care of you. And I tell you that the first experience can sometimes be a little bit overwhelming, and tell you that you should take a little bit of time before you go back out into the real world, before you participate in the real world again, before you drive a car. And we are here for you, and your mind clearer offers you something to drink as you slowly come back, and we talk with you and get you down back to earth. And it felt really amazing. You still feel amazing. You feel good. This was a break from all your stresses and cares, unlike anything you have ever experienced. A real break, being completely free of them. And I smile at you and tell you, it looks like now you understand what I mean when I say that real peace only comes to the empty mind. Mindless. And the mind clearers repeat the mindless, followed just a moment later by you and having made the decision to come back and packing a few flyers that tell you when the sermons are, you leave the church feeling happy, feeling full of joy and love and peace. And even as you go out into the real world, you will stay in this happy space for quite a while, and you know you can always come back. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy. Just let it fade away, and as it fades away, your sensation of peace and calmness and happiness becomes even more intense, because the same thing is going to happen when you wake up from this file. You will feel peaceful, you will feel good, because you just visited the Church of Brainwashing. And even though it was just a short little visit, you feel so good, so calm, so relaxed. You had a nice break from all your stresses. And when you wake up, you will know it, and you will feel it, and you will feel this peaceful, because you had this experience. And it doesn't matter if it was a hypnotic experience or a real experience, because you experienced it. Your brain experienced it. Your brain reacted to it. And your brain felt those sensations and emotions. And now those wonderful positive emotions are in you. And you will carry them out into the world and make the world a little bit better place. And of course you know that you can always come back to the file and visit the Church of Brainwashing if you want. And now it's time. Time to wake you back up. I'm going to count you up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, full of energy, and still incredibly peaceful and happy and good. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up with every number. 5, halfway there, already so alert, so awake, aware, feeling wonderful. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are completely normalizing as you wake up completely. 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, begin to move. 9, stretch yourself. Just keep your eyes closed for a moment longer. Enjoy the state for a moment longer. And when I say the next number, you will open them. You will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Keep stretching, coming back completely. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.